This is WNYC in New York. Good morning. I'm Richard Hake. A new study has found suicide attempts rising among black teenagers over the past 30 years. During that same time period, suicide attempts fell or stayed the same among white, Hispanic, Asian, and American Indian teens. Joining us now to discuss the findings is Michael Lindsay. He's the executive director of the McSilver Institute for Poverty Policy and Research at New York University and the lead author of the study. Michael, thanks for coming in. Good morning.
Good morning, Richard. Thank you for having me.
So you study child and adolescent mental health as well as solutions to generational poverty and inequality. What led you to conduct this specific study?
I was interested in suicide behaviors over the span of the last two decades or so, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I've been studying mental health treatment disparities among black adolescents for most of my career. And we find that black youth do not use mental health services for depression. And so, my colleagues and I wondered, if they're not getting treatment, then what's happening? And so suicide is a sort of coping mechanism or behavior, unfortunately, that kids engage in, and they're not connected to treatment. And so we weren't looking specifically to see what was happening with black youth, mm-hmm. but across racial and ethnic categories, right? And so we were surprised and to find this disturbing finding.
Yeah, what surprised you in the study?
Well, the fact that only black youth were seeing an increase in suicide attempts while the attempts for other racial and ethnic groups were going down was just really startling. And then when we looked at other indices of suicide behavior, like thinking about suicide or planning mm-hmm. suicide, right? Those rates were going down. And so black youth were the only group that had an increase in suicide attempts over that span of time.
So do you have any sense of why, we're seeing these type of racial discrepancies in suicide attempts among teenagers?
I point to a number of factors, right? So we've got to start with the lack of treatment. The fact that black youth do not receive treatment for mental health problems, usually related to not wanting to be judged as weak or refusing to acknowledge mental illness symptoms, or they may mistrust providers, preferring to address their problems within the family or peer network. But I think you also, Richard, have to look at the larger sort of macro level issues like racism mm-hmm. in terms of microaggressions, or the continuous loop of seeing police-involved shootings with black individuals, or higher rates of poverty we've seen increase, higher rates of adverse childhood experiences. All of those factors could be at play.
Now, also, the study found suicide attempts increased at an accelerating rate for black female teenagers, which I find that kind of interesting, because in other groups, it's usually males, right?
Yeah. No, I think that's true. And it also was surprising to see that finding. What we speculate could be happening, of course we need more research on this, is that social media use. Research shows that girls have more interpersonal stress related to social media use, which is very interesting.
And so is that related to bullying, maybe?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that could be related to bullying for sure. Depression. Research shows that girls who experience persistent feelings of sadness or hopelessness has increased at significantly higher levels than boys. And then teen dating violence. It could be at play, too. Approximately 1 in 5 female students versus 1 in 10 male students actually are involved in some teen dating violence.
And just finally, your study also found that suicidal thoughts and plans decrease, but actual attempts increase. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, sort of counterintuitive. What we speculate could be happening is that black youth are actually going to attempts and not necessarily planning or thinking about suicide. I want to be cautious with that, though, because we definitely need to investigate that finding a bit more. But yeah, it's really counterintuitive and very surprising. But that could be at play, that black youth, unfortunately, are going right to an attempt.
All right. We want to let our listeners know, if you or anyone you know is suffering from suicidal thoughts, you can get help at the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. The number is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. Michael Lindsay, Executive Director of the McSilver Institute at NYU, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Richard.